It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Health exchanges are a major component of Obamacare. In order to get health insurance for people who have none, the exchanges are designed to provide an open marketplace with subsidies for low-income people. Washington State's health benefit exchange officially opens for enrollment on October 1st. Last month, Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler approved insurance plans for four insurance companies to be in the health exchange. But last week, Washington's Health Benefit Exchange Board unanimously approved plans for eight different providers. This keeps the state on track to begin the open enrollment next month. Washington State Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler joins us. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
What difference will more companies in the exchange mean for people who go into the exchange seeking health insurance?
It'll give them more choices, and the shopping experience that you'll have inside the exchange is one where you'll be able to compare apples to apples in a way we never have been able to do it before. It was much more complex as to who covered what and how. It's much simpler now for people to take a look and make a decision as to which carrier they want to have or which plan they want to have, largely looking at it, does it include my doctor as a part of this plan? Issues like that. It would be much easier now to know how much out-of-pocket expenses, what kind of drugs are going to be covered through the pharmacy benefit and the like.
Do you think there'll be more competition on price for health insurance because of the exchange?
I think price is going to be a big part of it, but for the first year, you're kind of looking at companies that are trying to kind of get a feel with brand new plans. It's a whole new situation, even for established carriers like Regents and Premera and Group Health. It's not like it's been played before. These plans are much more robust. They have a much better coverage, much stronger limitation on out-of-pocket expenses. These are a much better deal for consumers. So that you have a huge advantage that way. As for price, I think that's going to be probably our next round of real challenges, is to make sure we're helping the health insurance industry to innovate so that they do a better job of quality and outcomes, and so that we bend that cost curve down. Initially here, we'll have the prices that are much built on the costs that are really associated with how much the doctors and hospitals demand in order to have a contract with that insurer.
So I'm wondering if you expect more competition on price with more insurers. Will they be kind of eyeballing what the other person is charging and then maybe try to charge less?
There has been some of that, and it's speculation because we're very careful to make sure there wasn't shadow pricing on the part of one insurer looking at another insurer's what they had filed with us. That's not in the best interest to have them deliberately attempting to price their product just a little bit under the market in order to attract market share. We want to make sure that those companies stay solvent, that they can live up to their promises, that they don't underprice what they should be charging more for. So it's making sure that we have real competition between these companies, limiting how much they have for overhead, paying it out to doctors and hospitals. So they came in with some pretty sharp pencils, which meant that you had some pretty good prices across the board, whether it was in the individual market inside or outside the exchange or outside the exchange for small business.
Finally, Mike Kreidler, an estimated 1 in 7 people in our state don't have health insurance now. If the health exchange works as it begins to enroll people next month, will we see many fewer uninsured people a year from now, and how many fewer?
We have over 1 million people in the state of Washington without any health insurance, and many of the people who do have health insurance are having health insurance that was not very robust in its coverage, like didn't cover maternity, didn't cover pharmacy. Both of those could be very, very expensive propositions for people, and we've gotten a lot of complaints over time because people thought that because they had health insurance, they had that kind of coverage, and they didn't. So this is going to be a good deal for people, and I think but it's not going to be one where you throw the switch and you have all of these people sign up immediately. I would like to think that by end of year two, we started to make a very significant dent in the number of uninsured, perhaps approaching 600,000 people who now have health insurance in the state of Washington who are currently uninsured. And that doesn't even take into account those that have less quality individual plans right now.
That was Washington State's Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler. You're listening to The Record.